Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, massive accidents on the way from Rivonia Road towards Four Ways on the Western Bypass is queuing badly. The Buccleuch interchange very, very slow at the moment. And through Modderfontein Road heading south on the N3. And then again, there's been a crash after the Gululies interchange. The N3 also very busy.
In Limpopo soek die polisie na verdagtes in die moord op 'n 12-jarige meisie wat Sondag vermis geraak het. Haar liggaam is Maandag gekry naby 'n plaas in Harevele, net buite Makado. En vandag was warm, maar dit gaan nie lank hou nie. Die weerdiens voorspel 'n drastiese daling in temperature en selfs sneeu in die binneland die naweek. Nuus vanuit die vasteland, Rwanda is die eerste Afrika-land waar inentings teen A-pokke toegedien is. Die eerste 300 dosisse is gister uitgedeel na by die grens met die Demokratiese Republiek, die Congo. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Wat sake nuus betref, is dit 'n goeie dag vir Suid-Afrika en dit gaan nie net oor die verlaging van die rentekoers van 8.25% na 8% nie. Hier is Armand de Beer van PSG Welvaart Pretoria Oos.
Die JSE algehele indeks sluit vandag 1.2% hoër, terwyl die rand verstewig tot sy sterkste vlak sedert Julie 2023. Onder die swaargewigmaatskappye styg Naspers en Prosus beide met 4.2%, maar Richemont daal 1.2% en British American Tobacco sluit 1.9% laer.
Van die ander wenners vandag is die hulpbronne en nywerheidsindekse, maar daar's meer.
Die finansiële dienste groep Discovery het vandag 'n stygings van 15% in genormaliseerde wins aangekondig vir die jaar geëindig 30 Junie, na mate nuwe besigheid met 18% gegroei het, aangehelp deur 'n sterk prestasie van Discovery Suid-Afrika en Vitality Global. Remgro het vandag in hulle resultate vir die jaar geëindig 30 Junie aangekondig dat hul dividend met 10% styg, ondanks hulle wesensverdienste wat byna 20% gedaal het.
En $1 gaan jy so R17.47 uit die sak jaak vandag, €1 $19.45 en £1 £23.17. Goud verhandel teen $2,584.10 per fyn ons en olie teen $74.06. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with some rugby news. Veteran Springbok prop Thomas du Toit has been around for a while, but it feels like he's a part of the finish. Of course, he's just 29 years old, and he still has another shot at playing Rugby World Cup. And of course, the next one is in 2027. That journey arguably starts on Saturday in Argentina when the Boks take on Los Pumas in what has been billed as an epic scrum battle. And maybe he can win back that number one jersey of his. And veteran Beauden Barrett has been recalled to the New Zealand team to take on Australia in the Rugby Championship as the All Blacks coach Scott Robertson made four changes. The 33-year-old comes in at fullback against the Wallabies. The game is happening in Sydney on Saturday. He replaces Will Jordan in the number 15 jumper. Jordan moves to the wing. Staying with the teams in black and white, the Sharks have named their side for Saturday's Currie Cup final against the Lions in Johannesburg. Coach John Plumtree has largely stuck to the team that amazingly drew 40-all after extra time with the Bulls in Pretoria last week, just making two changes to the run-on 15. Emmanuel Chituka, he starts in number 8 in place of Pepsi Buthelezi, with Lorenzo Julius replacing Francois Fenta at outside centre. And Emma Raducanu, well, she moved into the Korea Open quarterfinals. She faces a potential matchup against Dario Kasatkina and after beating China's Yun Yuan, and that was in straight sets as well. The Moses Mabhida Stadium will be filled to capacity, and that's for the MTN 8 final between Orlando Pirates and Stellenbosch FC. Tickets were sold out within 4 hours of going on sale at 10:30 this morning. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.